I'll make room for two. You and I, Jesus.
Hallelujah, people of God. Welcome once again to your favorite podcast, Alone with Jesus. I'm so excited to come your way yet another week with the word of God that is able to transform us and to draw us closer to himself, and also to ensure that everything God has said concerning us comes to pass. Because the Bible says that there is nothing that is made that was made without the word. Today on this podcast, we are looking at the wisdom of God versus the wisdom of this world. The wisdom of God versus the wisdom of this world. In our very first week of this month, we looked at the roadmap for the year 2021. And we say that it is very important for God to lead us through the year. In the previous week, we looked at discerning the times. And we said that it was very important for us to know the kind of times we find ourselves in so we can apply our hearts to wisdom, according to Psalm 90 verse 12. The Lord, teach us to number our days, teach us to know the times we find ourselves in so we can apply our hearts to wisdom. And so as we are applying our hearts to wisdom, it is very important for us to understand what wisdom is and what wisdom is not. And this is where a lot of us have faltered and many destinies have been crushed, because we thought we were applying wisdom, and yet in actuality, it was not the wisdom of God. Our anchor scripture is from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse number 6 and 7. Now we do speak wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers who are perishing. Instead, we speak the wisdom of God that is hidden in mysteries. And so with this scripture, we understand that two kinds of wisdom is mentioned: the wisdom of this age, or the wisdom of this world, and the wisdom of God. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter number 4, verse number 7, that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And this is a command. Wisdom is the principal thing, and therefore, get wisdom. In all you're getting, get understanding. It is therefore important for us to note that because of this scripture, we ought to get wisdom. And that is why God was emphatic when he says in James chapter 1, that if any of you lack wisdom, he should ask of me, because wisdom is the principal thing. So if you lack it, you must ask of God. Wisdom also is very important in our day-to-day activities, because there are a lot of relationship, godly relationships, that have been shipwrecked, that couldn't see its purpose because wisdom was not applied. There are a lot of businesses that have collapsed because the people who were handling it could not apply the wisdom that comes from above, could not apply wisdom to whatever they were doing. And so their businesses couldn't stand, marriages couldn't stand, friendships couldn't be sustained because wisdom was not in effect. On this very account, we say that wisdom is very key. However, we need to understand from 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse 6 and 7, that wisdom is indeed a principal thing. And there is a wisdom of God, and there is a wisdom of this world. In adhering to wisdom, it is very important for us to know that there are a lot of destinies that have been destroyed, visions that have not been achieved, and purposes in life that have been left hanging because people sought certain forms of wisdom and it didn't turn out the way it needed to be. There are people that go to their pastors to seek wisdom before they take a decision. There are people that go to the elderly to seek wisdom before they take a decision. It is very good to seek wisdom. It is very good, because the Bible says in the multitude of counsel, there is safety. However, in our days, in the multitude of counseling, there has been confusion. Everybody comes in to counsel you concerning the same issue, so you can be helped to take a decision. But in the end, the ideologies are different and the approaches are different. And so you find out that people that want to go in to be counseled by many end up being confused because the ideologies and the approach are different. And so therefore the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 verse 25 that for the foolishness of God is wiser than the human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than the human strength. And so when we are talking about the wisdom of this world and the wisdom of men, we need to be very careful so that we do not end the destiny of others that God is putting in order. When we are talking about people walking in wisdom, we need to exercise a bit of a caution so that we do not put the lives of people in danger to take certain steps that will end them in trouble. For we understand by the scriptures that indeed there is a way that seems right unto man. In your mind, this is wisdom. In your mind, this is leading you somewhere. But Bible says that the end is destruction. And I want to give you a passage from the scriptures that speaks about this wisdom of God and the wisdom of the world in play. In 1 Kings chapter number 13 from verse number 11, the Bible speaks of an old prophet and a young prophet. And God has spoken to this young prophet that he should go and deliver a message, go and do an assignment. And when he is done, he should not eat and he should not sleep over. But he should be on his way and return back. The young man obeyed the law, did whatever God had told him to do. And when he was returning, he met an old prophet. And the old prophet said, "Oh, I want you to come home and spend some time with me and dine with me." The young man remembered that God has spoken to him not to eat anything but to return and come back. But the old prophet said to him, I am a prophet of God. And God has spoken to me that you should come and spend some time with me. And the young prophet thought that this is an old prophet, and so he is wise. He knows what he's about. He knows what to do. He has an experience when it comes to the prophetic ministry. So he obeyed him. And in the end, Bible says that the young prophet could not return back to where he was going because he was eaten by a lion. Child of God, I want you to understand that from the book of Job, Bible makes us understand that wisdom is not in old age. Wisdom has nothing to do with your experience, because not every experience we go through in life teaches us wisdom. Not every experience we go through in life brings wisdom into our lives. There are people that have gone through certain experiences in life that they have become bitter about life and about certain people. People who have been abused by men are people who become bitter sometimes about men. Their orientation about men is different. And so they have an experience, all right, but it is not wisdom. And so when such people are teaching you what to do with regards to your relationship with men, they would put bitterness inside of you, and they will put hatred inside of you concerning the opposite sex. There are people who have been tortured in their minds, people who have been duped, and people who have been deceived, who couldn't allow the systems to work on them, and who couldn't allow the word of God to refine their way of thinking. They have become embittered. They are walking in pain. And because of that, anybody they speak to in the name of counseling, it is not the wisdom of God they give you, but rather they deliver unto you poison that is likely to change your orientation about the things of God. It might look as wisdom because they have been through it, but in effect, it is poison and it is dangerous if we adhere to it. The young prophet had heard from God, but in his quest to obey one that has an experience, in his quest to obey one that is old in the work of God and probably have wisdom, ended his life. Child of God, in the book of Genesis chapter number 3, the Bible says that the old serpent appeared to the woman and said, "Did God really say that you should not eat of the fruit in this garden?" And the woman said, yes, the Lord said, anytime we do, we are going to die. And he said to the woman that you will not die. Rather, you will become wise. In the wisdom of the woman, it is good. Wisdom is a principal thing. And she needed to be wise. And so she disobeyed what God has said and ended up dead after they took the fruit. And today we have sin entering the world because of the disobedience of one man. I want you to understand, child of God, that many people have failed God, not because they did not hear right from God, but because they hearken unto a so-called wisdom from someone who claims to have an experience. Many people have died prematurely, and many people have disobeyed the will of God for their lives because in their minds, there was a wisdom that was presented to them that doing it this way is wisdom. And so they disobeyed God in order to hearken to wisdom that comes from men and wisdom that comes from this world. It is good for us to learn from those that are ahead of us. Paul says that imitate me therefore as I imitate Christ. It is good to look up to somebody and to be counseled by someone. But in doing it, we ought to ensure that our obedience to men, our response to what man is telling us, does not contradict what we know within ourselves that God has told us. God has a plan for everyone. The Bible clearly states that my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. And so we ought to understand that if his thoughts are not our thoughts and his ways are not our ways, then certainly his approach will not be our approach. And so what we might be thinking that it is wisdom from someone who is going through the same thing. And we need to understand, even twins that come from the same womb, that came from the same egg, do not carry the same destiny, do not carry the same mindset. They may agree on a few things, but mostly their ideologies in life are different. Their way of thinking is different because everybody has a different destiny that needs to be fulfilled. And so in obeying someone who has an experience and is talking to you from experience and says, I have wisdom because of what I have gone through, you may be going through the same thing, but you need to understand that the ways of God are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. There is a path that might seem good unto you. There is a way that might seem like this is a way out, but in effect, it is not. Somebody going through challenges in their business is not an indication that what they did, if you do same, it will work for you when you go through the same challenge. Sometimes it works by the message of God, but it is not a rule that so should it be. And so whenever you want to take a decision from today, child of God, I want to let you know that many people have followed this so-called wisdom and they could not discern to understand that this is the wisdom of the devil. This is wisdom from human mind and this is wisdom from God. And their inability to discern what form of wisdom they are obeying ended them in situation that they never wanted to be there. Somebody is doing well in business. You can go to the person and to learn from the person so your business does well. Somebody is doing well in their marriage. You can talk to the person. You can share ideas. But you ought to understand that whatever you get from man, God has the final say. And if it is against the word of God, if it is against the will of God, you must do everything possible to obey God. We understand from the scriptures, the old prophet disobeyed God in the name of wisdom and shipwreck. Adam and Eve disobeyed God in the name of wisdom and they died. Do not disobey what God has told you because someone is giving you wisdom. It is very painful and very difficult to stand your ground, especially if you are dealing with the elderly. And that was the problem of the young prophet, because he was dealing with a senior colleague in the ministry. And so his advice and what he was saying couldn't have been entirely wrong. But the truth is that sometimes what the people tell us is not entirely wrong. It is wisdom for you to be employed. It is wisdom for you to get something doing. It is wisdom for you to stay home and relax when you are not feeling well. But the Bible says that if any of you is sick, let him call on the leaders of the church and let them pray for him. It is wisdom to take medication when you are sick. It is wisdom. But what wisdom is it? Is it the wisdom of God or the wisdom of this world? You are sick, you need to take medication. That is wisdom. But we need to understand what wisdom it is. If it is not the wisdom of God, then we must know that it will lead to death and it will not help us. And today, I want you to understand, wisdom is indeed the principal thing. And so we need to get wisdom. But in getting wisdom, we need to be discerning enough. And that is why in our last episode, we spoke about being discerning to know the times. You should be discerning enough to know that this wisdom I am getting is not contradicting anything that God have told me. This wisdom I am getting is not contradicting anything that the Lord has asked me to do. God says that take a step of faith. And most of the time, the step of faith that we take is against the tides, is against all odds. Everybody is doing A. God tells you do B. It is wisdom to do the A that people are doing and get your result. But God wants you to take a different path in listening to the wisdom of men and the counsel of men. Make sure you are not disobeying God. For it is only in our obedience to God that we will see the hand of God at work in our lives. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. I want you to spend some few moments alone with Jesus and pray and tell God that, Father, help me to hearken unto the wisdom that comes from you and not the wisdom of this world. In the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to talk to God and commune with him, that in your quest to do what is right, may you be able to discern between what he says and what the wisdom of the devil and the wisdom of the rulers of this earth that are passing by is communing with you. And you also want to pray, and anything that is conflicting the will of God in your life, God will give you his divine wisdom to be able to handle it. Talk to God in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you so much for being with us today on your favorite podcast, Alone with Jesus. My name is Brother Gideon Eoku. Want you to get in touch with us and let's share our faith. Let's share our experiences together on 0249905514 or 0242027166 or 0548080974. And we also want to entreat you to join us in the prayer closet this and every Monday and Thursdays at 10 p.m. In the prayer closet, you can go online, type the prayer closet, and you will see us there. Join us. Let's pray. God is doing amazing things and wonderful things there. And I believe this is a move of God that would help you to walk with God very well. Bible says, Enoch walked with God, and he was not. It is possible to walk with God. It is possible to have a relationship with Jesus. And as we do that, we will see the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Shalom.